This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with singer-songwriter Barry Cloyd. He's here to tell us more about his upcoming performance in the Song from the Woods series at Forest Park Nature Center. Barry, welcome once again to the show.
Thank you. Good to see you both. Thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. Now, this upcoming performance that you have, you've described it as a home concert. Can you unpack that a little bit?
Sure. When I was in college, I went to Millikan in Decatur, and I was a vocal music major there. And we toured during the winter and went all over the country. And when we got home, we always had a big home concert, and everybody's family and friends came to wherever we were having that, usually the big theater on campus. And it was really nice. It just felt so good to have this homecoming. And I'm traveling so much during the year that I think of this show as a home concert every year. And it always is the same sort of really warm atmosphere, and people that I know and friends are always there, and friends old and new, I like to say. And, you know, there are people that you know as well, and lots of people know them in the area. And it's just great to have everybody there like that. And I feel like I don't have to worry about it so much. I can kind of let down and experiment, try some new songs, and bring about the stories behind the songs, which people seem to be interested in a show like this.
This is not a concert that you're doing alone, we should point out. You've brought along a few friends. It's not so much a new band. It's sort of an old band under a new name. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right. It's the band is now called Freedom Street, and it has some wonderful musicians, wonderful friends in it. My oldest, longest-time friend playing with is Tommy Jones, T.J. Jones, who plays all kinds of great stuff, percussion and blues harp and Irish war drum and all kinds of cool things. Very talented guy and a dear friend. And the next longest player in the whole band is Tony Crow. You might know the Robin Crow Band. All of these folks play with other musicians as well. And Tony is a terrific bass player and a dear friend. He'll be there. And Tom Abbott. Tom Abbott plays with a couple of other bands in the area as well. He's a great sideman, a wonderful guy, and plays the guitar upside down and backwards. So that's worth coming to see by itself. And the newest member of the band is Jimmy Willis. Jimmy is a drummer who works with such folks as Dave Chaston and lots of other people in the area and outside of the area. Jimmy's a terrific drummer and has become a good friend of mine. And I'm bringing these guys along, and we're just going to have fun.
So how much of the program is old material that people will be familiar with? How much of it is new material? How much do you cover other folks' material?
We'll play a few covers, things that people know that, you know, if they want to, they can even sing along with, that kind of thing. But a lot of it will be original things, some old, some new. I usually start out with a couple of solo original pieces. Primarily solo because the guys don't even know how to play them yet. So it's one of those things where usually brand new stuff, and I've got a couple of brand new things I'm going to start out with. But there'll be other things that are fairly well known, a lot of stuff that's on the past couple CDs, Southland and Spirit Dance. Like I said, a few things that folks know and they can sing along with, clap along. You can even dance if you want. It's okay with me. You get them dancing, you've won the game, right?
Barry, tell us a little bit more about Spirit Dance. It's had quite a bit of success, not just in the region, but globally as well.
Yeah, I got lucky. I really got lucky. How this came about, Spirit Dance is the title track off the second to the last album, and it's based on a Native American tradition called a vision quest, where a young boy goes out into the woods to live by himself for 4 days and four nights to learn literally what the world is all about and make it on his own and without any help. And it's hoped that in this time he'll have a vision, and the vision will show him what he is. Why is he here? Why is he on this earth? And with that in mind, I wrote that song, Spirit Dance, about that very thing. And it got picked up by a DJ in Los Angeles about a year and a half ago. And he contacted me and he said, I really like this track. I heard it online. And he said, could you get a hold of me? And I did. And he recommended that I enter a contest done by a major promotional group based out of L.A., but they have worldwide connections. And I did enter. I entered Southland, the latest CD, and I entered Spirit Dance. And Southland won for the Best Americana album. And they, because of that, they went back to the first track that they heard, which was Spirit Dance, and they picked that up and they arranged a promotional campaign. And it's now in, as of this morning, I found out, it's now in 110 internet stations around the world with about 11 to 12,000 spins per month in about 35 countries. And that's all within the last year. So that's really just shocking. It's just crazy.
And Barry, you've been in the industry for a while. Would you say that 20 years ago, was something like this even possible for a musician, this type of networking and global exposure?
No, not in the way it's happening now. It could happen if you were in the right, absolutely the right place at the right time. And that was the case with this song today. So there's a bit of luck involved, and there's a bit of persistence. There's a lot of persistence involved. You can't ever quit. If you want to do something, you just can't quit. So that's the deal. I'd say 20 years ago, it would have been more difficult. Today, it's a lot. See, I don't have to do any of this. They've picked it up and they run with it. They contact program directors and they say, this song is doing really well. Would you play it? Mm-hmm. And that's how it works. So fortunately, if you have someone that's in the position to help you that way, then that kind of thing can happen. Could have back then, but it was a lot harder to get in touch with those people back then. Now it's a little bit easier. So long answer to a short question. Short answer to, I don't know.
But it represents a new way of connecting with an audience. And previously, you'd be putting CDs together in the studio, and then you'd be going out on tour to support that. And this represents just a different channel that you can use to reach people.
Right. There are branches and pieces of the digital world that can be helpful. I mean, it's always a yin-yang, as we well know now. But this is one of the pieces that, for me, at this point in this stage in my life and this time of my existence, is pretty cool. It's pretty helpful, and I'm very grateful for it. And I'd like to thank you guys, too, for all the support and all the friends around here in the area who have been really supportive over the years. That means a lot. It really does.
Barry, let's go back to Freedom Street again and talk a little bit more about them. Before the show today, you were talking about trust between musicians, and you used this wonderful phrase of musically walking the plank.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's kind of what you have to do. I look at it this way. If someone is musically fearless, then that's who I want to play with. And the guys that I work with around here and have worked with in other contexts, in other areas, in other studios and things like that around the country, they're the same way. They're musically fearless. And by that, I mean, yeah, you really do have to – you have to put your trust in these folks. I don't tell them what to play. Mm-hmm. Once they learn the music, you just turn it over. And anyone who's worked with studio musicians, particularly like those in Nashville or New York and LA, or L.A., that's exactly what you do when you go into the studio. You turn it over to them and you trust in their ability to jump right in and improve what you're doing. And I'm very fortunate in that, because the guys I'm working with in this group are that way. They just jump in, and they're musically fearless, and they will musically walk the plank with me whenever they play, and that's just the best. And you have to have that level of trust in order to let that happen. Then you can run with it.
Let's talk a little bit about Forest Park Nature Center, which is the venue for the concert. Can you talk a little bit about what makes that a good performance space? What's your history with the Nature Center? Why is that the location for these concerts every year?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that. Forest Park is a special place for me. It's the place where I go song walking the most, because I'm a songwriter. And part of my living I make by writing songs. And I go there as much as I possibly can and walk those trails and think and let those thoughts get down on paper. And if some of them are good, they might turn into songs. And I literally go looking for songs and song walking. And much of that takes place, because I live in the Peoria area, much of that takes place in Forest Park. And so to be able to do the show there, where many of the songs were the seeds of the songs were discovered and created and turned into songs, is pretty special. Plus, they're just awfully nice people. And I want to honor Bill Rutherford's legacy, who did such wonderful things for this town and created that park that we could all enjoy for free. And I want to support the place. And I just really like the whole ambiance of it.
Mm-hmm. You've been song walking for years. And you even mentioned that today with the snow, you might go ski.
Song skiing.
Song skiing. There we go.
We'll see.
Do you ever get the sense of some seasons where it's more difficult for the melodies to appear, or harder for you to find the songs? Does that change from season to season with you?
Well, this year it has been a little more difficult, because last year my fiance and I bought a new house, and we sold our homes in Peoria and moved over to East Peoria and redid this house in East Peoria and sold our homes, which took forever for me to get ready to sell. So there were a lot of things through my touring season in the summer, a lot of things that kept me from doing what I want to do regarding music, and it kind of, the song piece got put to the side. And so I had a little bit of a writer's block. But see, you can't let that stop you. you got to get beyond it. And the way you get beyond it is courting the muse. You put yourself in the position where you're by yourself when you're out walking or riding a bike or whatever you like to do that gets you out by yourself. So you can literally pay attention to your own thoughts and not be disturbed by screens or phone calls or whatever. That's what makes it work. And that started to happen again about a month ago. So there you have it.
Now, you also have a concert coming up this weekend. It's a benefit for Friends of Riverfront Park. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure enough. Well, of course, we all know about the controversy over Riverfront Park and how Peoria wants to sell that property and let it be used by developers out of Chicago. Well, that property was given in perpetuity by Captain Henry Detweiler, who was a riverboat captain. And Detweiler Park, we all know about Detweiler's name in Peoria. He was a very important man in the early part of the city's history. He was a very good friend of Abraham Lincoln's, and this concert is on the 12th, which is Lincoln's birthday. He gave that park to the people of Peoria in perpetuity. And that was in this bequest, in perpetuity. Last time I checked, that means forever. That does not belong to the city of Peoria. It belongs to the people of the city of Peoria. And therefore, the city of Peoria can't sell it. It belongs to us, not the government. So this is to help fight that and help us keep that park, which is a beautiful piece of Peoria's history. And let's face it, the only reason this town is here is because of our river. That's it. The river is an incredibly valuable asset, and we need to protect it. And the more we have people look at the beauty of that river and enjoy the beauty of that river, the more valuable it is to us. We need to protect it, and that's what this is all about, to raise money for the legal defense so we can keep that park. And it's at the GAR Hall, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and my dear friend Brian Fox Ellis, the storyteller, and I will be doing the entertainment for it. So please come and join us, 3 to 5 o'clock, GAR Hall, on Sunday the 12th.
We've been talking with Barry Cloyd. He's performing tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Forest Park Nature Center. The concert is part of their Songs from the Woods concert series. Barry, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Jen, so much for having me back. It's always a pleasure and always fun to talk to you.
This weekend, the Conklin Players presents I Do, I Do, the musical comedy about love and marriage. The cast features Dan and Tamara Chalicombe. Performances will be at Five Points, Washington, tonight and tomorrow at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. For more information, please visit fivepointswashington.org.
And Cornstalk Theater opens their production of Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson this weekend. It's a rock musical that tells the story of the 7th president. It casts Jackson as the political rock star of his day and draws parallels between contemporary politics and the issues of Jackson's time. That production opens tonight, and it runs through next Sunday at Cornstalk's Winter Playhouse.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
And you can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.